Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 17th. From Capitol Coverage, Governor Jared Polis is ordering all restaurants and bars in the state to close their dining areas for 30 days, all in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. KUNC's Scott Franz has more.
Polis is also closing large gathering spaces such as gyms, theaters, and casinos, and urging residents not to buy too much at grocery stores because the supply chain is strong. As for restaurants, they can still offer deliveries and takeout.
These steps are very painful for our state, and while again, they may be an inconvenience to you if you're a customer, imagine how difficult they are for the workers and the owners of those facilities.
The governor made the announcement during a press conference in a closed Capitol building where reporters were required to sit at least 6 feet away from each other. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
So far, the only existing confirmed case of COVID-19 in the listening area was confirmed in Mesa County last Saturday morning. Even if it is not yet present, counties are taking proactive steps to deal with the virus when it gets here, which is only a matter of time. Monday afternoon, according to a press release, the Montrose County Board of Health closed all county buildings to the public effective immediately. Katie Jurgensen, Montrose County Media Relations Manager, spoke with KVNF News about the decision.
There are currently no cases of COVID-19 in Montrose County at this time. However, we do recognize it is in some of our surrounding counties, and we want to be mindful and attack this as aggressively as we can. The Board of County Health made a decision to transition to remote ops for as many county operations as possible. This does not include the Montrose Regional Airport, nor the Justice Center, the latter of which would be making that decision on their own. So that would be our combined court. We're really just trying to encourage people to practice social distancing.
As Jurgensen just said, Montrose Regional Airport and the Justice Center will remain open at this time. All events at the Montrose County Fairgrounds and at the Montrose County Event Center are canceled until further notice. According to the press release, all county services remain active and are being served by staff working remotely and/or utilizing amended schedules. Continuity of county operations is critical at this time. Montrose County is making every effort to assure that the county workforce remains healthy and is able to provide ongoing services to the public.
You know, this is something that our team has been working on for quite a while. Today, the county stood up the Emergency Operations Center at 8 a.m. So what that did is it engaged our public health, our emergency preparedness folks, with our emergency management team, as well as a lot of our other private partners, the city, EMS, law enforcement. It's truly a team effort. You know, at the end of the day, we all train together. We train for situations like this throughout the year. We know the community's concerned, and we want to reassure them that we are doing our best to take care of our community as well.
Montrose residents are asked to conduct any county business via phone or email if at all possible, and to please continue to utilize your usual county contacts during this closure. The county strongly encourages any individuals that are feeling ill or exhibiting symptoms to remain home, if at all possible. Please remember, 911 should be used for medical emergencies only. If you think you might have symptoms of COVID-19, you should call the Montrose County Public Health Line or your physician.
Best thing right now is to call the Montrose County Public Health Line. That number is 970-252-4545. It'll actually send you to kind of a phone tree where you can either be directed to the state's line or the county's public health, which for symptoms, that's where you want to go. But how that looks like locally is that you would go through that phone tree, you would kind of get a pre-screening, if you will, or you're welcome to call your provider as well. And then at that point, they need to determine, we have to meet CDC or CDPHE criteria to determine if a person needs tested or not.
And in a follow-up to that story, according to a press release, the Montrose City Manager has implemented a declaration of local disaster emergency effective immediately. This is a proactive measure to slow the potential spread, impacts, and damage of COVID-19 and will assist the City of Montrose in securing regional, state, and federal resources if necessary. The City Council will hold its regular meeting tonight, March 17th at 6 p.m., and will consider an ordinance that would extend the declaration indefinitely through the end of the pandemic. And according to a press release, the Ouray City Council declared a state of emergency yesterday during their regular city council meeting. By declaring an emergency, it allows local jurisdictions to receive resources from the state that it needs to respond to a disaster. Due to recent concerns surrounding the COVID-19 and in line with state and local health agency guidelines and recommendations, the city of Ouray, in abundance of caution, will be closing City Hall and the Ouray Hot Springs Pool and Fitness Center immediately. All events and meetings at the Ouray Community Center have been canceled or postponed as well. And this is a note from the Delta County Independent. Delta County activated the Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, for Delta County at a Level 2 on Monday at 1 p.m. This action was taken to allow for command structure and support following incident command system, support structuring to agencies, call center implementation, resource ordering, financial responsibility, joint information center implementation, and centralized collaboration between community partners. This was done in an effort for preparedness, as there are cases of COVID-19 in the state of Colorado. At this time, there are no cases of COVID-19 in Delta County, and the activation of the EOC allows the county to facilitate its preparedness efforts and streamline resource acquisition. And this is from a press release from the Delta County Libraries. In an effort to limit the potential spread of the coronavirus among the public, Delta County Libraries are closed effective Tuesday, March 17th, through Monday, March 30th. We are monitoring the situation on a daily basis and are prepared to extend the closure if necessary. We are not accepting returned library items in our book drops while the libraries are closed. Please hold on to any library items that you have during the closure. All due dates will be extended until 2 weeks after the libraries reopen. Please do not bring any book donations during the closure. All library programs are canceled and public meeting rooms are closed through Sunday, April 5th. Enhanced cleaning efforts are being made at all of our library locations during the closures. As a reminder, library patrons can take advantage of the online library from the comfort of your own home. Library staff is focused on providing ongoing information and updates as they become available through reliable, trusted sources. The libraries are prepared to update our response to the outbreak as new information becomes available. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.